This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Cammie McCormick. 6 days until Election Day, and the campaigning today continues to bring up questions about garbage. Peter King reports.
Donald Trump has addressed President Biden's remarks that seemed to refer to Trump supporters as garbage. It happened during a campaign rally in Rocky Mount, North Carolina.
225 million people. She's essentially, and he's calling them garbage.
And he compares that comment with something that Hillary Clinton said about Trump supporters in 2016.
That makes deplorable.
And we're seeing them outfitted with Russian uniforms and provided with Russian equipment.
He called that a dangerous development. Ahead of the election, the Biden administration is sending envoys to the Middle East to push again for an end to the violence. State Department spokesman Matthew Miller.
Two White House officials, Brett McGurk and Amos Hochstein, are traveling to Israel to engage on issues including a diplomatic resolution in Lebanon, as well as how we get to an end to the conflict in Gaza.
Allison Keyes reports supplies of two popular weight loss drugs have been replenished.
Novo Nordisk says its diabetes and obesity treatments, Ozempic and Wegovy, are now listed as available on the FDA's drug shortage list. The drugs have been on the list for more than 2 years, with different doses being listed in shortage at various times. This could eventually affect whether compounding pharmacies can supply the drugs.
On Wall Street, the Dow is off 91 points. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. A groundbreaking for a new Lincoln King Community Center was held this morning in Racine. The facility will be going up just north of Julian Thomas Elementary, and it's funded through a mix of state, federal, and private resources. Leaders said this morning it's aimed at filling a gap in Racine's health care options. In a bid to boost support for the Democratic ticket, former President Bill Clinton will visit the state tomorrow. He'll be in Oshkosh and Milwaukee to campaign for Vice President Kamala Harris, Governor Tim Walz, and down-ballot Democrats. Kenosha City Council approved a contract to acquire 6 school properties from KUSD. The city plans to create a tax district to support demolition and redeveloping some of the sites into housing. The most recent campaign finance reports show a difference in the fundraising efforts of the first congressional district candidates. Republican incumbent Brian Stile has raised over $5 million, more than doubling the nearly $2 million raised by Democratic challenger Peter Barca. Stile, who's held the seat since 2018, enters the final stretch of the campaign with just over $2 million in the bank. Barca, a former holder of the seat, has just over $133 on hand. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
Fall has arrived, and Ferraro's serves up the flavors to kick off the season just right. Ferraro's is Racine's go-to for classic pizzas, crispy fried chicken, and hot sandwiches. 50 years running. Feast on the Bratwurst pizza this October. Loaded with bratwurst, a beer cheese base, sauerkraut, red onions, cheddar cheese, and topped with a savory brown mustard drizzle. Plus, check out the delicious frozen pizzas, perfect for carryout or for your next big fundraiser. Slide on by for the best pizza pie at Ferraro's, Beecham Road, just north of Taylor Avenue.
The Badgers face a new Iowa quarterback. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, college football. When the Badgers play the Hawkeyes in Iowa Saturday night, it'll be against a new quarterback. Brendan Sullivan, expected to be the starter after Iowa's Cade McNamara went down with an injury early against Northwestern last weekend. Sullivan led Iowa to a 40-14 win, scoring 37 unanswered points, and was asked what he'd like to improve on against Wisconsin.
Like everybody else, there's a lot to improve on, whether that's passing, whether that's running. I think decision-making as well. I think just adds another element to be able to run the ball. But definitely a lot of film to go back and look at and learn from.
Badgers head coach Luke Fickell now facing Sullivan at quarterback.
There is a different skill set, and so you got to be aware of that. And so just to mix another little challenge, I don't think it's going to come up there before the idea that this is going to be a physical, tough game. And if you can't outmatch or match their physical toughness and mental toughness, that it won't matter who's at quarterback.
Baseball, game 5 of the World Series tonight in New York. The Dodgers lead the Yankees 3-1. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Still feeling summery with today's high temperatures in the upper 70s alongside those breezy winds. Whipping out of the south still up to 40 miles per hour as showers and thunderstorms move in overnight, which will continue to dampen our morning. Winding down by the afternoon, winds become blustery cold. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 76.
News, timeless hits, WRJN. Have you carved your pumpkin yet? I didn't know that there were so many varieties of pumpkins. This is just a few of them. Funny Face, Kentucky Field, Winter Luxury, Buckskin, Big Tom, Baby Pam, Jackpot Gold, Mammoth Gold, Sweet Potato, and many, many more. Here's Simon and Garfunkel.
When you're weary, feeling small. Thank you. when you're down and out, when you're on the street, when evening falls so hard, I will comfort you. I'll take your part. Oh, when darkness comes and pain is all around, like a bridge over troubled water, I will lay me down, like a bridge over troubled water, I will lay me down.
Sail on, silver girl, sail on by. Your time has come to shine. All your dreams are on their way. See how they shine.
Radio Park to Racine's famous zoo, local news and timeless hits.
You know you should be blessed with a love like that. You know you should be glad.
Have made her just for me. When she smiles so warm and tender, a sight for sore eyes to see. Ooh.
Ain't no woman like the one I've got.
Oh, no man don't come better.
To make her happy doesn't take a lot.
You don't ask for things no man brings.
So together like a hand in glove,
like pages in a letter.
Down I'm going, put a little music in my day. Wouldn't be surprised if my love keeps growing, bigger every minute that she stays away. I would kiss the ground she walks on, 'cause it's my word, my word she'll obey. Now, woo-hoo.
Ain't no woman like the one I've got.
Well, I kiss the ground she walks on.
To make her happy doesn't take a lot.
She's a real good thing like you and me.
So together like a hand in a
lonely man when she's gone.
People, ain't no woman like the one I love.
Local news, timeless hits, and the Green Bay Packers, WRJN. Going to be a tough one for the Packers this week as they take on the Detroit Lions.
Tell all the people across the USA, I love my Green Bay Packers.
Yeah, that's right. The 6-1 Detroit Lions come into town to take on your 6-2 Green Bay Packers. You can hear the game here on WRJN. Pregame at 1 o'clock, kickoff at 3:25 on Sunday. Packer football on WRJN is brought to you locally by The Lanes on 20, the perfect place to bowl, dine, and unwind. By Hardy and Jensen, your window and door store. By Corner House on the Lake, where it's never too early to book holiday reservations or to buy gift cards. And by Main Street Bakery, where every creation is crafted with care. Green Bay Packer football all season long on WRJN.
It was the most embarrassing moment of the Senate debate. Eric Hovde didn't know what was in the farm bill.
I'm not an expert on the farm bill.
Really? 1 out of 9 Wisconsinites work in agriculture, but billionaire California banker Eric Hovde couldn't be bothered to learn about the farm bill. Hovde even said, quote, "Why in God's green earth would I know all the details in the farm bill?" The Wisconsin Farm Bureau has endorsed Tammy Baldwin. She's the first statewide Democrat they've endorsed in over 20 years. The Farm Bureau says Tammy Baldwin has been, quote, a steadfast advocate for Wisconsin agriculture. They cite her work creating the Dairy Business Innovation Act, which is helping farmers across Wisconsin expand and hire new workers. It's a clear choice. Billionaire California banker Eric Hovde, who doesn't give a damn about farmers, or Tammy Baldwin, who's working hard for us.
I'm Tammy Baldwin, running for Senate, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Tammy Baldwin for Senate.
Are record energy costs putting a squeeze on your fixed or limited incomes? With limited incomes not keeping up with the lingering effects of inflation, you might be one of tens of thousands of Wisconsin residents who are struggling to survive in the blistering heat of summer or the bitter cold of winter. While you haven't asked for it, the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund and your local energy assistance providers are here to help. No Wisconsin resident should ever have to face the challenge of living without heat or power or face homelessness. For a hand up, apply today and call 1-800-506-5596. That's 800-506-5596. Or visit www.kwwf.org.
This is an important announcement for Wisconsinites who plan to vote in the November 2024 election. Leading nonpartisan economists have analyzed the economic plans of Donald Trump and concluded that he would cause inflation to rise and the economy to slow. And 16 Nobel Prize-winning economists wrote a letter warning that Donald Trump would reignite inflation with his fiscally irresponsible budgets. Donald Trump's tariff plan would act as a national sales tax, costing the average family as much as $4,000 per year. But Vice President Kamala Harris's plan would help middle-class families deal with rising costs. In her first 100 days, Kamala Harris would pass a ban on price gouging at the grocery store. And as vice president, she worked to cap the cost of many prescription drugs, including insulin, saving many families thousands of dollars per year. On the economy, the choice is clear. Vote Kamala Harris for president. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Action, www.abwt-action.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
Something sounds different on WRJN. We're refreshing hometown radio with local news and timeless hits. Our on-air host will keep you up to date with local, state, and national news every hour, along with Mike Clemens Sports and, of course, the local weather forecast. Then Don Rosen, Cindy Huber, and Kurt Bowman will talk about what's happening right here in our city, county, and state while spinning those timeless hits that are so much fun to hear again. You can hear our Civic Media talk shows on 540 AM WAUK or on the Civic Media app. You can hear WRJN on 99.9 FM, 98.1 FM, and on our historic AM frequency, 1400 AM. Local news, timeless hits. WRJN.
I hear something saying.
That's the sound of the men working on the chain.
Give me water, I'm thirsty, my.
Local news, my timeless hits, WRJN. Good afternoon, it's Kurt Vollman. Well, I always hated it when I was a kid and it was Halloween and I had to go out trick-or-treating and it was so cold, I had to put a coat on over my costume. Do you remember those days? Might be like that tomorrow. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy with a low of 37. In the meantime, tonight could see some showers and thunderstorms and a low of 62. Tomorrow, more rain and a high of 67.
From where she got a name. is as sweet as the punch.
Thank you so much for listening to Local News and Timeless Hits on WRJN. But remember, we're part of the larger Civic Media Network, and you can hear our statewide talk shows anytime on the Civic Media app or take WRJN with you wherever you travel. Download the app at civicmedia.us. Now, let's get you into the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. A groundbreaking for a new Lincoln King Community Center was held this morning in Racine. The governor joined the mayor for turning dirt on a $68 million project. The facility will be going up just north of Julian Thomas Elementary, and it's funded through a mix of state, federal, and private resources. Leaders said this morning it's aimed at filling a gap in Racine's health care options. A garage fire in Racine last night resulted in one person being hospitalized. The fire near Kinsey in Chicago caused about $60,000 in damage and was started while someone was doing work on their car. Investigators say the fire happened accidentally when welding work was being done on a vehicle. The sparks and fire quickly spread to another nearby garage. We're working on learning more about the person hospitalized. Southeastern Wisconsin still has a high fire danger. The warning from the DNR says you shouldn't burn outside. Old classrooms will be turned into living rooms in Kenosha. The city council has approved a contract with Kenosha Unified to acquire six school properties. The plan is to use some of the old buildings for potential housing developments. Under the agreement, KUSD will transfer five schools and an annex to the city. The city will then create a tax district to support demolition and redevelopment of some of the sites. Those include the old Washington Middle, McKinley, and Hillcrest. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
Runnings in Burlington wants to help you gear up for fall. From power tools and holiday decor to get your yard festive, to hunting gear and accessories for traps, bows, and firearms to keep you in the game all season. Plus, throughout November, for every bag of Kalmbach feeds you buy, Runnings will make a donation to Samaritan's Purse to aid hurricane relief efforts. Stay safe and warm as temperatures drop with everything you need for your home and farm. Stop by today, Runnings in Burlington. Burlington on Milwaukee Avenue. They're your trusted partner for all your home, farm, and outdoor needs.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Tonight and tomorrow, cloudy with showers, even a few rumbles of thunder. Breezy. Temps fall through the 60s tonight, settling into the 50s tomorrow afternoon. Mostly sunny at around 50 Friday. And to the upper 50s Saturday, showers again Saturday night and Sunday. Right now it's 76.
Never mind, a girl could make me feel the way that you do. You're all right. Whenever
It's Rare Earth and Get Ready on WRJN, a song that was originally written for The Temptations. It was written by Smokey Robinson, who was the main songwriter for The Temptations at the time.
Love my rosy child, you got the way to little store-bought woman, but you make me sing like a guitar humming. So hang on to me, girl, a song keeps running on. Play it now, play it now, play it now, my baby. Cracking those and make me a smile. Girl, if it lasts for an hour, well, that's all right, 'cause we got all night. Set the world
news, timeless hits, WRJN. Good afternoon. I'm Kurt Vollman. Are you enjoying hearing Paul Harvey back on the air? That's right. The late Paul Harvey is back with archived episodes of the rest of the story. Hear Paul Harvey weekday mornings with Don Rosen at 7:25 and again at 12:05 with Cindy Huber on WRJN. Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. Good afternoon. It's Kurt Vollman. Let's not forget about those families affected by the recent hurricanes. I know the hurricanes aren't in the news every day anymore, and that's okay. But we still can help. You can help. We've set up a webpage, civicmedia.us/help. There you can find links to Samaritan's Purse, to the American Red Cross, and to World Central Kitchen. Three organizations that can help out, and you can help out too. Just go to civicmedia.us/help.
It's quiz time. Here's your first question. Which senator joined the extreme left in Washington, D.C. to send COVID relief checks to prisoners, including the Boston Marathon bomber? Answer, Tammy Baldwin. Who backed puberty blockers and sex change surgeries for minor children in Wisconsin? Once again, Tammy Baldwin. Next question. Which senator even supported castration and mastectomies for minors? Time's up. It does sound crazy, but that was Tammy Baldwin again. Over and over, Baldwin has sided with the extreme left in D.C. Baldwin is for they, them, not you. And now for our final answer. It's time to replace Tammy Baldwin. Senate Leadership Fund paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. www.senateleadershipfund.org.
Fall in love with the March family all over again in Little Women, continuing this weekend at the Racine Theatre Guild. The enduring tale of family, friendship, love, and adventure is a new adaptation of Louisa May Alcott's novel. Meg, Joe, Beth, and Amy play, quarrel, and dream of their futures in a nation torn apart by the Civil War. Navigating hardships and heartbreak, it's a tender, playful coming-of-age story that generations will find surprising, exciting, and empowering. Tickets and more info at RacineTheatre.org.
Transform your office with B&L Office Furniture, your go-to for premium workspace solutions. Create the perfect impression with seating options that suit every space, style, and budget. Ergonomic chairs for enhanced productivity. Sleek lobby seating that reflects your company's branding. Comfy couches for the employee lounge. The possibilities are endless. Whether it's new or refurbished, the dedicated, friendly, and experienced staff at B&L Office Furniture has you covered. Stop by today on 52nd Street in Kenosha, just east of Green Bay Road.
Worthington, Minnesota continues to shine. It's worth a look. We've expanded so many things. It's a time of growth. We've expanded recreation activities with our indoor ice arena, our indoor turf rec center and playground, and our outdoor water park, Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. Our schools have expanded, and so has our industry. We're continuing to expand our population also, with lots ready to build on Glenwood Heights. So let's grow together in Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look.
Hi, it's Jenny from Big Deals. I've got two things to tell you. One, I hate puns. And two, Halloween is this week. Today only, you can creep it real by saving an additional 15% off your entire order on discounted gift certificates. Take your ghoul friend out for dinner or grab your roommate for an evening out on the town. Oh boy, had enough. Shop local and save a cauldron of cash at Big Deals.
Go to WRJN.com and click on the Big Deals tab to save right now.
WRJN.
97 years, WRJN has provided local news and now timeless hits, too. Coming up, news, sports, and weather. In fact, we'll check CBS News at 5, and we'll check in with Stuart J. Waddles in the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom. Now, the Rolling Stones.
I met a gentle ballroom queen in Memphis. She tried to take me upstairs for a ride. She had to pee me right across her shoulder. Cause I just can't seem to drink it off my mind. It's a honky tonk blues. Give me, give me, give me the honky tonk blues. I laid a divorce in New York.
Hometown Radio, refreshed. WRJN.